Hi everybody, Donna here again. Now today we're going to talk about what clients want from you. We're going to address the issue where you actually hit the bullseye head on instead of just shooting arrows randomly into the air. Now when you hit the bullseye dead on, if you're a fit for a client and their event, clients will have a hard time turning you down because you're giving them what they want. And guys, even if you're not a fit this time, they'll still be so hungry for you that you're going to stick in their minds for another potential time. So people who are making decisions have become sophisticated, not like the old days when there was no technology, no internet, everybody relied on the telephone or meeting one-to-one. Now, society has reached such a level we have to address the sophisticated buyer, the sophisticated market, and they want to see what you can do for them. So what are we talking about here? What we're talking about is features versus benefits. So let's talk about the difference between the feature and the benefit of a product. And then we'll look at that from an MC and a performer point of view with you as the product later on. So take, for example, a man's shaver. I don't know when the shaver was invented, maybe the early 1800s or something. But in the early 1900s, when someone invented that shaving blade, all they had to do to market the product was to put a picture of a clean-shaven guy and a shaver on the side. The text next to the picture would state, clean cut with this razor. What is the ad saying here? Well, the ad is just trying to sell on the features. Clean cut with this razor. The ad is saying the blade is sharp, maybe the handle and grip is friendly, it's stainless steel, it won't get rusty. So these are features. But now in modern times, competition is everywhere. How many shavers are there out on the market? There's lots. So for a shaver to stand out in the marketplace now, it has to distinguish itself from the rest of the pack. And this will only happen if they give benefits. Nowadays, you see marketing for razors is very different to what it used to be. People are no longer selling features. They're not saying this is a very sharp blade or it's an ergonomic handle, because features are everywhere. And people have to differentiate themselves in the market by emotionally impacting the consumer with benefits. So if we look at the marketing for razors now, actually it's completely different. They're using successful celebrities or athletes, and often they've got a beautiful girl stroking the guy's face. So in the eyes of the consumer, the benefits, the smooth face implies you're going to meet beautiful girls using their razor. Also, using their razor is going to make you attractive to the opposite sex. When you use their razor and they're using a celebrity to sell it, they're trying to imply that you're going to put yourself on the same level as the celebrity. And somehow or other, you are going to get that celebrity's lifestyle. You too, if you use their razor, will be a suave, sophisticated, rich, good-looking guy like them. So how does this work for MCs and performers? How are we going to apply benefits instead of features for MCs and performers? When our marketing material just states features, for example, as an MC, I could say something like, I can bring up the energy of the crowd. For a singer, I sing songs. For an acrobat, I can do somersaults. For a musician, I can play instruments. DJ, I can spin and mix well. A comedian, I can tell jokes. Okay, guys, these are all features. But features are what are listed in instruction booklets. They're boring. Nobody wants to read them. Everyone wants to just press the switch button, activate the machine, and see the benefits of what the machine can do for them. So you have got to start selling on your benefits, how you can emotionally impact the audience. What can you provide them with? What can I get from you is what the client is asking themselves. So that's the difference between a feature and a benefit. Now, guys, what I want you to do now is an action step. Take out a piece of paper and I want you to draw a line down the center. On one side of the list, I want you to list down three features, and on the other side of the list, three benefits that you provide. Okay, are you ready? Stop listening to the lesson now and take out that piece of paper, draw a line down the center and mark your features on one side and your benefits on the other. Okay? Have you done it? Good. Okay, now let's look at the lists. Do you see two lists that they look similar? Did you find it a lot easier to list down the features? Probably, because I see a lot of people doing that. It's so much easier to just list down features. Even big companies, guys, they're also doing this. But remember, when we state features instead of benefits, we are no different than our competition. We are not going to stand out from the crowd. The benefits we offer to the client is the only way of positioning ourselves differently, positioning ourselves above the pack. So let's look at your list again and let's see how you can spin features, the three features that you put down about yourself, so that it becomes a benefit for the client. Guys, I want you to do this work because you want to see changes. And if we want to see change, we have to make changes. And that's a good thing. Remember, you are always building a business to make more money and to live your dreams. So, okay, guys, once again, stop this recording and go back to your list now and try and spin your features into a benefit for the client. Okay, good job. Now, let me give you some examples. These are just simple examples of changing a feature into a benefit as well, okay? So, number one feature. If I was an MC, I might say something like, I have a great personality. Let's spin that into a benefit. The benefit: you will see your audience motivated, energized, and having fun. Okay, feature number two. This is for a band. The feature is, our band plays songs from the 80s through to today. Okay, let's spin that to a benefit. Your audience will happily dance the night away and sing along to their favorite songs going all the way back to the 80s. Okay, feature number three, this is something for a magician. I do illusions. Okay, let's try and spin that into a benefit. Let your audience's imagination run wild and experience being transported to a realm of outrageous make-believe. Okay, let's look at the next feature, and this one I'm looking at DJs. I spin and mix well. Okay, let's look at a benefit. You'll get the boom, boom, pow that keeps the party rolling seamlessly. So guys, ask yourself, which is stronger, features or benefits? Okay, to me, features are just flat, one-dimensional. Benefits, they touch people emotionally. It's multidimensional. So they answer the question also, so what? For example, if I say to a client, I sing, their answer to me, even subconsciously, even if they don't say it out loud, is still going to be, so what? So do a million other people. But if I say, if my publicity material says, she makes the lyrics pop out and come alive, lifting the spirit of the audience. Now that's an answer to a so what. So this is what I want you to do. Imagine you're a client and you say what you do as a feature and then answer yourself, so what? And then try and spin it into a multidimensional benefit that is going to touch people emotionally. Okay, guys, I want you to go off and rewrite your marketing material. Spin your features into emotionally driven benefits. Because if you do this, you're going to see a big increase in your bookings and people will be more interested in you. Reservations are going to start turning into confirmations if you start doing this stuff, guys. So remember why you're doing it. You want to stand out from the crowd. You want to differentiate yourself from the rest of the pack. Almost everybody out there, just go look at their marketing. Look at their websites. Honestly and truthfully, they are marketing themselves now just by listing their features. Why? Because I told you before, it's easy. And because they haven't sussed out that when you touch people emotionally with benefits, that's what actually seals the deal and gets you the bookings. So do this, guys, because pretty soon your booking dates will start filling up while the competition is sitting down wondering and trying to figure out, drat, why doesn't anyone want to hire me? So the key points of this module. Point number one. People who are making decisions have become sophisticated, so they want to see what you can do for them. Key point number two. Features state facts. Very one-dimensional. Benefits activate emotions. Multidimensional. Feature number three. You have got to sell clients on your benefits if you want to get bookings. And point number four, almost everyone in the marketplace is marketing with features now. Marketing benefits is what is going to make you stand out from your competitors, and marketing benefits is going to get you jobs. So guys, let's do your action steps. So right away now, number one, I want you to go over your benefits list again and make it clear. Say what you will do for them. Answer the so what. Action step number two. When you're doing this, I want you to use your imagination. Use lots of descriptive words, words that bring out emotion. Action step number three. Watch this module again so that you can fully grasp this concept. Because once you get this, you're really going to stand out from the pack where your marketing material stands. And point number four, add the new benefits immediately to your marketing material and get it out into the marketplace. So guys, let's not be a list of features. Come on, get cracking on this one. I want discussions, questions, comments, everything below, guys. And remember why you're doing this again. You're building your business. You're going to make more money. And this is going to allow you to live your dreams. So be genuine, be real, and you'll be awesome.